It's tough economic times for arts organizations around the country, including a museum in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The Philbrook Museum of Art is known for its formal gardens, 28 acres of them. This year, though, the budget didn't include flowers for the South Garden. And faced with a summer of empty beds, garden manager Melinda McMillan had an idea. She's on the phone with us now to talk about that. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
And so what are you doing with all that dirt there?
Well, with all of our empty garden space, we didn't want it to remain empty for the rest of the growing season. And so we decided to collaborate with the Community Food Bank of Eastern Oklahoma and grow this garden space into a vegetable garden.
So I gather you're outside in the heat of Tulsa.
It is. I am outside in the heat amongst the cucumbers and okra as I speak.
What all have you planted?
We've planted a great variety of material, everything from fruit, from cantaloupe, watermelon, to cucumbers, tomatoes, peppers, red and green okra, sweet corn, different types of green beans, squash, zucchini, eggplant, Brussels sprouts, lettuce.
That sounds fantastic. So were all the seeds donated?
They were, yes. That was one of the conditions that I wanted to present to the community as support of this project, was to have all of the seed, the tomato cages, poles, like fertilizer, mulch, that type of material, all donated for the project.
So what? How many people are you going to need to harvest all of this? Over what period of time?
We will begin our harvest on Wednesday, July 1st. Our volunteers will harvest anything from the beans and the okra that are ready to go, and also scoping out the vegetables that are ready for the next day's harvest. And about 4 to 6 people each harvest day will be in attendance.
And take the food to the food bank?
Food bank, yes, exactly. And then the food bank takes it in, and they distribute it out to all of the people and communities that they serve.
You know, before we let you go, I'd like to ask you a little bit about the Philbrook Museum. What does the garden that you're now standing in amongst, as you say, you know, cucumbers and you know, okra and whatnot, what does that garden, has it traditionally looked like? Because these were formal gardens.
That's right. The property was built in 1928 by Waite and Genevieve Phillips. The formal gardens are very much Italian Renaissance in style and architecture, with a lot of English and French influence. A lot of perennials and annuals, beautiful, majestic native trees. It's a massive, beautiful property, but it's all tucked away, right centered in the city of Tulsa.
And Waite Phillips was a rather wealthy oil man, right?
Yes, he was. He's an oil man, businessman, philanthropist. He was just a really incredible person.
We think he'd be pleased to know that some of the flowers are gone and will be fed?
I think that he would be amazed, and I think proud. He was constantly a very generous man. And so I think that he would view this project, the vegetable garden project, as just a continuation of his legacy of helping fellow Oklahomans during economic downturns in their own times of need.
Talking with us from the middle of the new vegetable garden at the Philbrook Museum of Art is garden manager Melinda McMillan. Thanks very much.
Thank you.